Welcome to the Renewed by Truth podcast. Do you struggle with feelings of unworthiness, self-doubt, or just feeling like you are not enough? Do you want to make more of an impact for God's kingdom, but have beliefs that hold you back? Trust me, I have been there. If you are plugging in here today, this is not another self-help podcast, but one steeped in biblical truth. I will help you overcome limiting beliefs, find your true identity in Christ, and live out your God-given purpose. My name is Candy Creech, and this is the Renewed by Truth podcast. Let's get started. Welcome back, friends, to the Renewed by Truth podcast. I'm your host, Candy Creech. And I'm excited you're joining me today because we're going to talk about something that I absolutely love to talk about, and that is creating new habits. So I want to ask you a question. How many of you made some New Year's resolutions or set some new goals for this year? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't, maybe you did, and we got through the first week of the year and you're like, I'm already failing. I don't know if I can do this. Well, let me ease your mind a little bit and tell you that you're not failing, even if you haven't done what you said you were going to do. And I'm going to give you steps today that is going to help you create habits that you can stick with. Because I want to tell you that it's not your fault if you create goals or if you make goals, set goals, and you don't stick with them. A lot of times it's because you don't understand how and you don't understand the system. So after years and years of setting goals and saying I'm going to do something that I never really do, I finally realized I needed a different system. So I'm going to teach you some of those things today. So one of the biggest New Year's resolutions is losing weight or getting healthy or exercising more, okay? And most of the time, people do not succeed at this. They usually don't even last 2 weeks. Maybe some people last a month or 2 months. But what we want to do is we want to set goals where we've created such new habits in our life that they are automatic, that we don't have to think about them anymore, that we just do the things we say that we're going to do without even thinking about it. So maybe losing weight wasn't one of yours, but maybe it was to spend less money. Maybe it wasn't to invest more. Maybe you had some business goals and career goals. Maybe it is to study your Bible more. And we're going to talk about that today. But the reason I wanted to cover this is because I'm all about helping women overcome beliefs that hold them back and making an improvement where you can make a bigger impact for the kingdom. And I know that when we want to improve something in our lives, lots of times we think it has to do with the circumstances in our life. I don't have enough money, so I need to make more money. Or my marriage isn't good. If my spouse would just do this, it would get better. Or if my children would just do this, it would get better. And we think about the circumstances. But what I want to tell you today is what we really always need to focus on improving is ourselves. And when we focus on improving ourselves, everything around us will get better. My husband and I were talking about that today, and we were talking about how when we were younger, a married couple in our 20s, even early 30s, we didn't realize that little bitty things that you do consistently and creating good habits and creating a system and a plan and just work on improving yourself a little bit just leads to bigger and bigger things. When people create new goals for the year, I see a lot of different things happening here. And I want you to just tell me or think about this. Is this you? Because I know it has been me before. So the first thing I see is really there's no commitment to the goal. Maybe you just set something. It's really not in your heart of hearts and there's just no commitment to it. So the first thing you have to do is you have to decide it's something you really want and you have to commit to it. The second thing is trying to measure results too quickly or unrealistically. And that's what really happens with the weight loss. If you truly want to change your weight, your health, want to exercise more, want to quit, you know, kick a bad eating habit that you have, That is a lifetime goal, and it takes time, and it takes creating new habits that you stick with all the time. It isn't a short-term goal. And most of the time, people try to measure their results too quickly instead of just sticking to the activity every day that they need to be doing to create a new habit. And that's really what I'm going to talk to you about today, is those habits that you create is really what's going to give you long-term results. So when we're trying to create new habits to reach a goal, it's like forming a new muscle. It feels awkward at first. It takes time to build that up. So creating new habits is not easy. And so if you've tried before and you failed, I just want to say to you today that you are not a failure. And I see a lot of people give up on their dreams, give up on goals, give up on all kinds of things because they relate it back to their self-worth and that they're a failure if they didn't achieve what they set out to achieve. But I want to tell you, it's really not your fault. It's just the fact that there's a lot of psychology that goes into creating new habits, and you don't know the system, and you have to have a system. So I want to give you a personal example, because what we're going to talk about today, I'm going to tell you exactly how to apply this method that I'm going to give you today to any habit that you want to create, any new good habit. And I'm going to use the example of studying your Bible, because I know if you're listening to my podcast, honestly, you are probably one of those that either study your Bible or you want to study it more. And even me, I want to study it more. I always do. So I think you're really going to be able to relate to this, but I wanted to share with you kind of what I used to go through. When I was in my early 20s, I was in college, I was married, and I didn't have any kids yet. And then I was a young working adult. We did not go to church often at all. I grew up in church, but as a young married couple, we didn't go. My husband worked most Sundays. And then when we would go, and I would sit there and listen to the preacher every Sunday, I think every preacher everywhere talks about you need to pray more, you need to read your Bible more, because that's the foundation of our faith, right? Like, we have to do those things. And so we hear it over and over again. And when I would sit there in church, I would feel so convicted because I wasn't praying. I wasn't reading my Bible. I was living the life of a young adult. I was going out and having fun. When I was in college, I was studying all the time and reading other stuff, and I did not read my Bible and pray like I should. And I was so convicted of that. I would sit there during church and I would pray, God, tomorrow, I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to do it tomorrow. And I would wake up, and I would think about getting out of bed to read my Bible, and I didn't want to. I'm like, I'm not getting out of bed this early. I got to go to work in a minute. I don't want to have to get out and do that, right? And I would go back to sleep, and I would feel bad about myself. I'd say tomorrow, and tomorrow would roll around, and I would do the same thing. And then a few weeks would go by, and I would go to church again, and I would say that same prayer over and over again. And do you know, it had nothing to do with my love for God. And I want to tell you that. Give yourself some grace, because God's given you grace. It has nothing to do with your love for God if you are struggling in this area. You just don't know the system. And I'm going to give it to you today. What I had to learn was a few things. One, I thought if I don't study my Bible, then I must not love God so much. And everybody would talk about, more mature Christians would be like, oh, I have to study. I have such a hunger for the word. Pray for a hunger for the word. And this is what has happened to me personally. And I'll tell you, because I feel like you can relate more to this than you can some other people that you listen to. It wasn't until I started studying my Bible more and more that the hunger came, where now I can't not study. Like, I feel so empty and dead, and my life is messed up and chaotic, and I have thoughts of selfishness and pride, and I have to study my Bible. So that's the difference. First, the self-discipline came, and then the hunger came and the fire came, because I saw the results of what I was doing. But the self-discipline was there first. So if you ever feel like you pick up your Bible and you read and you're like, I'm just not getting anything out of this, and you do know Christ as your Savior, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, I promise you, you can still open that Bible and you can still go, I don't understand. And you can pray, right? And I hear people, and I hear women, and I hear preachers saying that, God will speak to you, just open the pages, he'll blow the wind and open it to the pages he wants you to. But I'm going to give you a more realistic view. That's not always going to happen. Because one of the fruit of the Spirit is self-discipline and self-control. And God wants us to have that. And you are going to get something out of it. And God is going to speak to you if you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. But it may not happen the first time you do it. Okay? So these are some practical steps that I'm going to give you. Okay? And a lot of this stuff I have learned from reading the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. If you want to read that, if you like to read or listen to it on Audible or something, it's really good. And he gives you a lot of steps. And you can actually go out there and just Google images and find some of his worksheets and things like that. And that's something that really helped me in creating new habits and learning the psychology of it. One thing I want to tell you about reading your Bible, why it's so important, because I know you're here. I know you want to do that, right? That was, you know, like I say, you either already do it or that's one of your goals. So John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So this is why it's so important to get in the Word, right, and read it, and you're going to start realizing that apart from God, you can really do nothing, and it's so much better when you're connected to Him every single day. Okay, so let's talk about our plan here. Like I said, I'm being super realistic and hopefully down to earth with you guys. I try to be transparent in the things that I've been through and how God has grown me spiritually, because I really want this to help you. So let's talk about the plan. We have to get a plan if we want to create a new habit in our life. So if the new habit is studying the Bible, and like I say, you can plug in anything you want to here and do the same thing that I'm going to talk about today. But the plan is, first of all, what kind of studying are you going to do? Because let's be honest, if you are going to just open the Bible and read, you may not stick with it. You may, right? I'll tell you something, that I do a lot of Bible studies. I do a lot of studying like books at a time. But one thing I have never been able to stick with is reading my Bible from cover to cover every year like people do, because I don't get anything out of that. But when I do a study and I'm digging deeper into those verses and I'm looking up Greek and I'm looking up Hebrew and I'm looking at the context and I'm applying it to my life, when I'm doing all those things, I'm getting a ton out of it. And so I quit trying to read the Bible from front to back, because I might have been getting head knowledge if I did that, but I was never getting any heart knowledge. And heart knowledge was what I was after. So don't try, I'm going to give you some examples, but you need to do what works for you. Don't try to fit yourself into everyone else's mold of how to read the Bible. What kind of study are you going to do? You know, if you tried something before and it didn't work, maybe you don't want to try that again. You know, maybe you do want to ask for suggestions from other people, but don't try to do exactly what they're doing if you know that doesn't fit you. If you're not a studious type person, then you may not do an in-depth study. Okay, you may start with something simple and go forward. Maybe you need to buy a book. I use a lot of Bible study books. You know, I highly recommend Priscilla Shire. I highly recommend Lisa Turkhurst. Like, they're two of my favorites. Anything from Precept Ministries, like I always will buy just their books as a guide to go through books of the Bible. And so those are some things I do. So you can buy a book. You can get a journal, get colored pens. I mean, we're women. I like pretty things. So colored pens always help me. But maybe you just need a guide to go by, is what I'm telling you. So figure out, okay, what am I going to do? Okay. Instead of just saying, I'm going to study my Bible every day. And then the other thing that you need to figure out is kind of like step two. It's how long are you going to spend doing that? And when are you going to do it? This is really, really important. It's kind of like a schedule. If you say you're going to do it, but you never schedule it in to a time when, then you're not going to do it. So if you're going to do it in the morning before everybody gets up, then you may have to set your alarm for 30 minutes earlier. You're going to do it 30 minutes, or you're going to do it 15 minutes. You know, how are you going to do that? So you need to figure that out. The next step is your location. Did you know location is important? Right? So you need everything in that location for you. I'm going to give you an example. I cannot study at my desk first thing in the morning, because I get up early. I'm not really a morning person. I'm just a little groggy. I surely don't want to talk to anybody. I want to get coffee. Like right when I open my eyes, I wish I could have an IV, open my eyes, IV coffee. I would be good. But I want to get up. I want to drink coffee. I want a comfy chair and I want a blanket. I don't like coming to my desk early in the morning. So I set me up a chair in my office, comfy chair, and I have all my stuff right there and I have my glasses there and I have like everything I need and my comfy blanket. And that is where I go. That is my location. So you have to figure out the location. So maybe you need one where there's no distractions. Some people use their closet. If you have a small house and you don't have an extra quiet room, that's why some people use their closet. They just go get in their closet to do their Bible study. So where, you know, where is your location? It's going to be, it needs to be free from distractions. Okay. Maybe you want to put some worship music on. I really like having worship music playing really, really low while I'm studying my Bible. So the next step to really creating those new habits is something called habit stacking. And I really like this, and I'm going to explain it probably a little different than I've read about it before, but I just want to kind of tell you something that works for me. You know, we all do things that are so natural that we don't even think about them anymore. Like sometimes we have to think back and go, did I do that already? Right? So this is what I want to say about the habit stacking. It's one habit is a cue for another habit. So if you get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? If it's go to the bathroom, brush your teeth, wash your face, like one thing leads to the next thing. So when you're creating a new habit, that cue is not always there. Like you can't remember what's the next thing that I need to do. So this is where a note on your mirror comes in. So maybe when you get up and go to the bathroom, the note on your mirror says, go study your Bible. And that's the first thing that you're going to do. It can also be great to have pop-ups in your phone as reminders. This will really help give you the cue because we always have our phone with us. So a few important places I think to put reminders is your phone, on your bathroom mirror, on your refrigerator, maybe on your computer at work, wherever you are, where it's right in front of your face. These are great places to put the reminders as cues. So when we are creating new habits, sometimes to reach our goal, we have to track the activity and not the results, especially when we have to look at long term. And if we're trying to study our Bible every day, of course, we would want to track our activity. We're not really looking for results, right? The results will come. It'll come in a changed life, but we do want to track our activity. So maybe a calendar where you check off every day that you studied your Bible, it will be a great psychological, physical reminder in front of you that you actually did it. It's kind of like that smiley face on your paper at school when you were a kid. It's kind of the same thing. You also want to create a reward. So one thing that I love, because like I said before, our phone is always in our hand, to create pop-ups or reminders that come up on your phone. And maybe it's a Bible verse that you put in there. So every hour you're seeing a Bible verse, and that can be a great reward for you. And it can remind you that what you're doing, especially if you're getting up an hour earlier than normal to do it, and it feels awkward and it's difficult and you're a little bit tired, it's going to make you feel like you are getting rewarded. And it's going to remind you of how important it is and how you're going to grow closer to God. So one of the things that I like to do when I am creating new habits and they just feel a little bit difficult, or maybe there's something, other habits that I'm trying to create that I just really don't want to do, I always think about how this is going to help me in the long term. So let me just give you an example with studying your Bible. And maybe you can put this in your phone and have it pop up to remind you, but say something like, good job. You studied your Bible this morning. That means that you're going to have a closer relationship with God. You're going to have more peace. You're going to be able to love others better, including your family. You will be a more pleasant person to be around. More people will want to be around you, and you will begin making an impact for God through your actions of studying the Bible every day. So see how good that feels if you could read that and just remind your mind that even though this is difficult, that is how you feel. So this is a thing that I wanted to remind you of from earlier. It sounds like I'm saying, oh my gosh, studying the Bible is so difficult. It's not. But I also know that there are times that we study and it is a self-discipline and we don't always hear from God. And there are times that it's hard to get up in the morning and it's hard to get that into our schedule. So I just want to be here, like I said before, to speak realistically into your life and tell you the reward will be great. And the more you study, the more God will put a hunger in your soul, where, like I said before, you can't not study. So if you've ever heard someone say, I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to study my Bible, and I will always do that because I have to do it, then you'll know what that means. The longer you study, the more you'll realize that there'll be this hunger in your soul. And if you don't study, you will feel like something is missing every single day. So I encourage you to do that. So let me give you one more thing on creating the new habit that is going to happen to you, okay? There will be obstacles. So what you want to do is you want to think ahead of time when you're creating a new habit, what obstacles could get in my way of this habit, okay? Write down what the obstacle could be, and then how are you going to deal with that obstacle, or how are you going to avoid it? So let me give you an example of this. If you have babies, what happens to moms with babies? They're up at night, right? Sometimes they're sick. Sometimes you just need sleep and you can't get up at this exact same time every single day to study your Bible. So if you're trying to get up early and do it before everyone else, but you know that this is going to be an obstacle for you, then this is where you write it out. This is going to be an obstacle for me. So the days that I can't get up in the morning because I've been up all night with the baby, then the first time that baby goes to nap, you know, down for a nap during the day, I'm going to grab my Bible and study it. Or at a time, the first time I can set my baby down to play and they're happy, I'm going to grab my Bible and study it. And I'm going to put it before the clothes, before the dishes, before the toys on the floor or whatever it is. Like, you're going to do that first and not put an idol before God. Because any of those things can be an idol, even though it doesn't seem like it, even though it's things that we need to do and they are important things, it can still be an idol. So we really want to be putting God first. And I will tell you that every time you study and you put God first, He's going to give you back more than you gave to Him. And this, a lot of people think about this blessing in terms of money. If you give God money, He'll bless you tenfold or whatever. But I want to tell you that this happens with time. When you give God your time, you're going to be able to get more done because you gave it to Him. When you give God your sleep, that you're sacrificing sleep, He is going to fill you up where you don't even need that sleep. Okay, so I want to tell you that to encourage you today. So I know you're ready to create some new habits. So I'm going to do a recap real quick. So remember, figure out what your habit is, what you're going to do. If it's studying the Bible, what are you going to study? Get that ready. Figure out where you're going to do it, when you're going to do it, how long you're going to do it. Make sure you have everything there ready for you. So you have to get the plan, okay? Then you want to track your activity. You want to give yourself the smiley face when you've done it. You want to track it so you can see yourself doing it. That's going to help you. You want to figure out what obstacles could get in the way of this for sure, and figure out, get a plan to work around those obstacles. And then you may need the cue to remind you to go do it. And then you may need a reward on your phone to pop up, or put that Bible verse that you're studying in front of you where you can see it all day long. And that can be your reward. So I am going to be doing some lives on my Facebook page. So if you don't follow me on Facebook, you can go follow my personal page. It's Candy Creech. And I'm going to be doing lives on there this week talking about building more habits, but I'm going to be relating them to other things. So because I feel like when I can give you an example and walk you through it, it really helps you understand how to do it. So I'm going to be talking about other things. You can check my Instagram if you're not on Facebook. I don't go live as much on Instagram. I just don't have a way to do both at the same time. So I will try to go live on there, but be sure and check my Facebook and go over and follow me there if you want more information. And guys, thank you so much for listening today. I always want feedback from you. So if you guys want to send me a private message and say, hey, this is the goal that I'm trying to reach, this is a habit that I'm going to try to create, I would absolutely love to know that. And if you feel that this podcast speaks to you, will you please share with your friends? Leave me a 5-star review. Leave me a written review on Apple Podcasts. That would be awesome. So thank you guys so much for joining me today.